Years of vibrant growth in the live music scene in Bloomington Normal have benefited men, not women. Maybe that shouldn't be a complete surprise. A study by the USC Annenberg Inclusion Initiative last year found women are vastly underrepresented in popular music. But in an in-depth report by Mary Cullen and John Norton, there's evidence harsher Central Illinois numbers prevail, and there are cloudy prospects for change.
The Castle Theater in Bloomington is a big part of a decade-long resurgence in live performance in Central Illinois. It has become a tastemaker of sorts since the ownership group that includes Rory O'Connor brought the one shuttered movie venue back to life in 2011. The Castle books national touring bands and some local acts.
This is New Orleans-based blues rocker Samantha Fish on the Castle Theater stage last week. Fish is an exception to that resurgence. Overwhelmingly, men led those musical acts, especially white men. Through the first 10 months of 2019, female-led bands comprised less than 10% of the Castle bookings.
Smaller Twin Cities venues considered listening rooms have similar ratios. Females led just under 13% of the bands at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington.
Two other clubs in Bloomington have 9% women acts, Jazz Up Front and Six Strings Club. Jazz Up Front was the only venue that did not respond to a request for comment.
And of all the musicians that appeared on stage at the Castle Theater this year, that includes leaders and their backing members, just 5% were female. Rory O'Connor is part of the ownership group at the Castle. He says even a recent male-led band at his venue has noticed this national trend.
He said, even look at the female-fronted bands. Her bass player's probably a man. Her drummer's probably a man. She's the only female in that band in most circumstances.
The total number of females on stage in listening rooms in the Twin Cities in 2019 ranges from 5 to 11%. Yet the Census Bureau says 40% of musicians in the nation are women. Nightshop owner Chris Goldwitzer says music is one of many professions with a glass ceiling for women.
In a band, there's like a stage encasing. It's hard to get in from outside for a long time if you didn't look a certain way as a female.
The male-to-female ratio skews higher for women in numerous Twin Cities restaurants and bars that book live music, though nobody remotely approaches a 50-50 gender balance. There's no comprehensive national database of performers, let alone gender breakouts. Our best guesstimates are female-led artists and bands make up at most 30% of available acts to book.
Yet female-led bands were booked at most 13% of the time in 2019. This at venues considered listening rooms in Bloomington Normal. And though most of the local restaurants, bars, and festivals hiring mostly local talent have a better ratio, most don't even hit that 30% mark of female-led bands, and some don't even come close.
You know, and I'd love to see these on print and just take a deeper dive at them, but those are staggering numbers. And they're really disappointing.
Roanoke-based Nick Leroy is owner and CEO of the music promotions and talent buying firm NTL Productions. He and most promoters, talent buyers, and venue owners we spoke with were unaware of the onstage gender imbalance in the Twin Cities. That lack of gender diversity appears to extend to regional venues.
For example, Boondocks in Springfield, Illinois was just 8%. Others in Indiana, Missouri, and Iowa range from 8 to 17%.
There are a couple outliers. The Monarch Music Hall in Peoria, where 28% of their acts were female-led. By the way, the Monarch is owned by the same group as the Castle Theater. The other outlier was the Englert Theater in Iowa City. Female-led acts there made up 35% of onstage acts. We'll return to the intentionality behind that number later in this report.
It gets worse behind the stage. The Annenberg Report finds only 12% of hit songwriters are women, and male producers outnumber females 49-1.
Nearly every person we interviewed for this story acknowledges the music business is a boys' club. From hashtag Grammys So Male to the Annenberg Report and a Nashville group focusing on the issue, you'd think things could start to change.
The answer seems simple, right? Just hire more women. We found, though, it's more complicated than that.
For example, Nick Leroy books shows across Central Illinois, including some at the Castle Theater.
90% of the talent that we book, it's coming to us.
Which means music talent agencies email him and other promoters about artists routing through Central Illinois. Leroy says he gets so much traffic from the top five agencies he works with, he gets to pick and choose the acts he makes offers on and ultimately end up at the Castle Theater. They are often artists he enjoys personally, and they tend to fall into the roots rock and Americana category.
A very small percentage of the time do we say, we want that act. let's go get them. It's mostly just because we have these built-up relationships with these agencies that we've worked with for years, so we don't even have to because our inbox is so full of requests.
Leroy challenged us to scan the artist roster of the music talent agencies he deals with to understand the hand he's dealt.
So we did.
And though we found the percentage of female performers on those agency rosters higher than what's being booked in the Twin Cities, it was still overwhelmingly male.
And a quick scan of record label artist roster shows a roughly similar percentage of females. Labels are commonly known to be a network into the performance arena.
And there's another consideration for venues and promoters: ticket sales. Nick Leroy doesn't believe enough female-fronted bands are available to significantly increase female numbers.
If we really put our minds to it, that we want X amount of shows to be female-fronted bands, we might come up empty on some on finding acts that can put butts in seats that we can put on our marquee.
Even some female bookers agree. Gabriel Events owner Morgan Schulte promotes some shows at the Castle Theater and Monarch Music Hall in Peoria, but mostly books local artists into restaurants and bars in the Twin Cities. She's also the force behind various festivals and series in town.
You know, like at the Castle, when we have females, phenomenal women come in, the numbers are lower than they are for men. That's not a Castle Theater thing. That's not the booking agent or the talent buyer for that show. They're promoted the same way. It's a systemic problem.
Schulte estimates women lead just 10% of available local music talent. Chris Goldwitzer of Nightshop agrees with Schulte about Bloomington Normal. He says the pool of women artists is larger in cities as close as Champaign-Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria.
There's just not a ton of younger women and girls or non-cis male identifying people playing guitar-based, rock-based music right now.
Even in institutions that emphasize diversity and inclusion, gender disparity in music is an issue. Sarah Bennett is a senior arts technology major at Illinois State University. She runs the ATK Live RSO on campus that books music shows and a music festival.
Our last show, we had one female artist and the rest were male, with a lineup of five artists. For the festival, it's a little bigger. We have 10 artists, and again, they're mostly male, just because that's what's on the market right now and that's what's available.
So there is widespread agreement among those who book shows in the Twin Cities. It's difficult to improve the ratio of female performers because the number of female-led acts available to book is lower than male-led acts. So why are there so few female-led bands and musicians, both locally and nationally?
Marita Brake is a Twin Cities-based singer-songwriter, once signed to Columbia Music. She says the historical optics of the business creates a barrier. The predominance of men on stage sends a clear message to women.
You're not welcome. You are not welcome. It's still that way in clubs. I always get the feeling that it's male-dominated, and I am not welcome.
Music booker Morgan Schulte echoes Brake, saying the message for her, men are better at the music game.
Kate Brown sings in front the all-female quartet She Said So in Bloomington Normal. This is a recent performance from She Said So at Nightshop. Brown says helping people think differently about inclusivity is the focus of her work as a writer, speaker, and consultant. She's also worked for a few years as a stagehand and roadie for the BCPA.
And I would often be one of two or three, maybe the only woman on a crew. So it happens not just on stage, but through the whole music production business.
She points out the sound guy is usually referred to as a guy for a reason.
It takes a lot of people to put on a show. And if you don't see women in all of those roles, it's just there's no place for me in this. And the path is just not clear.
Small slights can also send a clear message. Bree Mazera currently runs lights and works as a stagehand at the Castle Theater. She helps crew members of touring bands load in and out before and after shows. At a recent show, she was the only woman in the room, standing by to help the crew load in, and says she was ignored.
You know, I was like, hey guys, I'm here to work for you. Like, this is my job, this is what I do, this is what I have been doing, so let me help a little bit. Finally, they let me do some stuff, and they were like, oh, wow, you're tough, blah, blah, blah.
So not only to get disrespect in the beginning, once you prove that you can do the job, you get condescending comments.
Correct.
Promoter Nick Leroy has another theory about the low number of female performers.
And why isn't there enough confidence for some talented females to really put themselves out there? And I feel like if they had more confidence to put themselves out there, you'd probably see more of a level off.
It's really easy to say that.
This is Grammy Award-winning Rhiannon Giddens. She's a world-renowned banjo and fiddle player.
But when you say that, you're kind of completely ignoring the whole system, which begins in grade school, of who is encouraged to perform, who is given the opportunities to perform.
Some know Giddens from the critically acclaimed early string band revivalist, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. She's also well into an equally acclaimed solo career.
Confidence comes from being encouraged to do things from an early age. And so if that is skewed one way or the other, then it's very hard to all of a sudden, like, manifest confidence when you're 18.
The gender imbalance in music is both cultural and structural. Illinois Wesleyan University sociology professor Todd Fuest asks parents to think about children who express an interest in rock music.
Like, what kind of music do we put in front of them? And then how do we encourage them to participate? If you have a girl and you care about this, encourage her to play the drums, encourage her to play the guitar from a young age.
WGLT spoke to numerous females in music, performers, promoters, behind-the-scenes hands, about the barriers they face in the male-dominated music business.
Rose Marshak is one of those performers. She's an arts technology professor at Illinois State University. She's also the bassist and co-founder of the punk quartet Poster Children that formed in Champaign-Urbana in the 1980s. The critically acclaimed group recorded for major record labels and toured the world. This is a mid-90s song from Poster Children. Despite the notoriety, Marshak says she still deals with being a woman in a boys' club.
I would get really tired of being asked if I was with the band. That means, are you with somebody in the band? No, I am the band. I am in the band. I am the band.
Marshak says the three men in Poster Children have never been asked if they're with the band. She says she's given up on battling the question, instead choosing to say yes, that she's the band manager, which seems to be a more acceptable role for a woman associated with a band.
Writer and vocalist Kate Brown gets at another barrier women know they face.
I think it's the same reasons that it's always been, is that you have to have a young, pretty woman up front or records aren't going to sell.
Brown says powerful, emotional vocalists, including Adele, Lady Gaga, and Kelly Clarkson, have been told to change their bodies to fit the pop ideal if they want to reach a larger audience. She says that crosses all music genres.
Men aren't necessarily under those constraints. It's more about the musicianship, right? They're not expected to be showpieces out there.
And the ones who succeed, man, they've had to put up with a lot of crap.
Promoter Morgan Schulte.
They've been sexually assaulted. They've had the most disgusting things said to them, and they just had to keep on going. But that's what we all do, isn't it now?
Another artist who says she gets sexist comments all the time is Bloomington Normal bass singer, songwriter, guitarist Sarah Kwa.
Call me baby, or honey, or sweetheart. Talk about my shape. Talk about what I'm wearing.
Kwa says women in the biz get conditioned to, quote, play the game and either endure uncomfortable situations or risk angering gatekeepers by speaking up. She says that part of the job is a much different experience and expectation than for her male peers. The USC Annenberg report also surveyed female experiences in the recording studio. Mary shared some of her findings with promoter Morgan Schulte.
25% said that they were the only woman. 39% said that they often felt objectified. 28% felt that they were dismissed. And 20% noted drugs or alcohol.
Okay, so that actually struck something else in my head. So as a female, going into a space where it's all men is overwhelming in itself, especially if you've had previous trauma.
Like Schulte, all the women you're hearing in this report detailing barriers are already in the scene. How many decide the slights, disrespect, sexism, double standards, and boys' club attitudes aren't worth the effort?
There doesn't appear to be research on that topic.
We stumbled onto another potential barrier.
Rose Marshak, the ISU professor and punk rock bassist, she started music early in life. Her jazz trumpet playing dad made her practice piano at a young age.
And I remember one time playing some kind of loud Beethoven piece, and I remember him sitting next to me and going, "You're playing like a girl. You're playing like a girl. Don't play like a girl." And so I would think, okay, like a girl is weaker. I'll play stronger with more emphasis. And then even though I'm a girl, I won't be playing weaker anymore.
What an interesting thought. Like, there's a problem with playing the way you would naturally play.
I would naturally play more timid.
Which got us thinking, is music that's respected male?
Not the musicians playing the music, but does the sonic quality of the music itself determine whether it is, quote, respected?
This is the music of Bloomington singer-songwriter and guitar instructor Marita Brake. She says yes, and it starts the moment they pick up an instrument.
To hold a pick, quote unquote, like a girl, is you have your index and middle finger together, and your thumb is straight across from them, and it's pressing in on the pick. And the pick is, there's a lot of pick out, okay? So the more pick that's out makes your music a lot more feathery and gentle.
Time and time again, Brake says women hold their pick, quote, like a girl, herself included.
For 20 years, I held my pick wrong, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't play like a guy.
Because guys, as Brake says, hold their picks differently.
If you look at male players, you'll see a lot of them making a fist when they play. If you get a medium gauge pick and not a light gauge pick, and then you cross your thumb over the side of your index finger, you're much more controlled.
And how does that sound then?
Oh, well, you can do lead then. You can start playing a lot more aggressively. And girls weren't taught anything about that.
But Brake says, quote, playing like a girl goes beyond style. She says that the shape of guitars wasn't modified until the 1990s to fit into a woman's body also screams women weren't welcome.
Agnes Horvat is an assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies at Northwestern University in Chicago. Her recent study of more than 200,000 songs finds a huge gender imbalance in recorded music. She finds music is historically defined by males.
That when female artists try to do something, they oftentimes are just... kept in a very narrow genre.
So what's missing from a music scene when men write, produce, promote, and perform a disproportionate amount of music?
Do we really need more white male perspective?
Grammy Award winner Rhiannon Giddens says she deals with representation issues as a female and as an African American. She acknowledges white males bring more than one perspective.
But then when you multiply that by gender, race, different countries, all these different, you know, different sexual orientations, all of a sudden you have way more stories. And that's just interesting.
Many scholars believe a lack of representation can stifle inspiration. Illinois Wesleyan University sociologist Todd Fuest cites research showing college students tend to choose a major based on how they see people like themselves represented in college and in the profession the major leads to. Fuest believes the tendency to choose a course of study based on people who look, talk, and dress like you can be transferred to music.
If you're from a young age, you turn on music video and see five guys playing in a band, and you're a young woman, the degree to which you're going to get into it later, or even if, you know, once you get into rock music, what do you think your place in that is?
Fuest argues representation matters and can affect change. Look no further than Taylor Swift to see the power of representation in action.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes.
Folk singer Marita Brake says the fast ascent of Swift brought along thousands of young girls who want to write songs just like her.
Taylor Swift got so many young women and girls into guitar, it is not even funny.
Brake teaches guitar at the music shop in Normal. She says companies emerged that only made guitars for young girls inspired by Swift.
And they had sparklies on them just like Taylor's.
Said you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles in my
and some of them were shaped like daisies. And then you started seeing women making guitars.
Fender Guitars noticed. The company linked to male rockers and blues legends, including Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, says females now account for 50% of guitar sales in the U.S. and U.K. Fender CEO Andy Mooney downplays what many call the Taylor Swift effect. But Brake has seen that effect firsthand at the music shop.
Even though Taylor on stage isn't using a guitar much these days, it continued. And so now it just keeps going up, 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 up.
It'll be interesting to see if the Taylor Swift effect will translate to more female performers over the next decade.
The power of representation extends to talent buyers and bookers. Though the sample size in the Twin Cities is small, our research shows Morgan Schulte, one of the few female promoters in town, booked the highest percentage of female-led acts.
James Gaston owns Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington, and to our knowledge, is the only African-American booking shows in town. Though his club was among many that booked a low percentage of female-led acts, African-American musicians made up 30% of all musicians on his stage in 2019.
Everyone involved in the story agrees. A vibrant music scene needs to be diverse in gender and genre. But even if society changed on a dime and historical barriers to women in music disappeared overnight, it might be years before the female-to-male performance ratio begins to even out. So what can be done today?
Promoter Nick Leroy says women must drive the change despite the hurdles.
You just have to get out and do it. Nobody's going to hand you anything in this life. So if you really want it, go work hard at it. Don't let the norm hold you down from doing what you think you're really good at and you love.
Chris Goldwitzer of Night Shop and local promoter Morgan Schulte reacted differently when learning of the low female numbers.
I can do better, and I want to do better.
Could I do a better job? Yes, I could do a better job. I could be more cognizant of it.
But Schulte also implores men and women to support female artists.
It's everybody's responsibility. It's the people going to the show. Go to the show. Go support these women.
Artists themselves can affect change. None Such Records recording artist Rhiannon Giddens tells promoters who book her that she only works with opening artists of color.
I've been places like Australia and they're like, oh, we can't find anybody. I'm like, really? Really? Australia? Try a little harder. You know, and then they do, and then, oh, lo and behold, there they are.
Bloodshot Records recording artist Jason Hawk Harris played Night Shop this summer. The Americana singer-songwriter knows opportunities for females are limited, so he has a rule. At least one member of his band will be a female.
I'm going to actively seek that out because I know they're out there. I just know they're fewer in number. I think that's something that we're going to have to do because, like, we just don't give women the same confidence growing up as we give men in the music community. It's a shame.
Earlier, you heard the Englert Theater in Iowa City books a much higher percentage of female-led bands than most venues and festivals in the region. Executive Director Andre Perry says the theater does host shows by outside promoters, and like many venues, they react to what the market and the music agencies present.
But he says the Englert is intentional about representation. It's written into the venue mission statement. He says there is a separate programming vision statement for festivals where he says the venue has 100% control of the programming.
So that all of the programmers and producers and everyone involved with the festival knows why we're doing it and has guidance on why we're making the choices we make on a daily or monthly basis.
Perry nudges all stakeholders, including record companies, studio engineers, producers, talent agencies, venues, and talent buyers, to understand and embrace their ability to affect change.
And in each of our roles, we have to do what we can within our powers, within our privileges, to do the right thing.
Perry says people can feel what's right in their hearts, but they must choose to act. And if that keeps happening, maybe in a generation or so, the numbers of women in music won't be quite so low. I'm Mary Cullen.
And I'm John Norton.
Many interviewees told Cullen and Norton that gender imbalance in music can't be talked about without mentioning women of color. This report did not do that, but the reporters did tally the number of African Americans that play on Bloomington Normal stages in 2019. They find that with two exceptions, no venue, club, festival, or series even approached a representative sample of African Americans. Many had none on stage in 2019. You can see 2019 data on women in the Bloomington Normal music scene at WGLT.org.